This audio update is a project of the Ohio Soybean Farmers and their Soybean Checkoff.
Dr. Laura Lindsay joins me, an assistant professor of horticulture and crop science at The Ohio State University. We're talking about getting soybeans out and getting them out in a great way. How critical is seeding rate, and what is the trend in today's rate?
Those are great questions. Seeding rate is critical in terms of maximizing economic return. I think a lot of farmers are probably planting a little on the heavy side, so I don't think it's yield limiting, but something to always keep in mind to maximize economic return.
As you look at the possibilities, what's kind of been the traditional rate, or does it vary based on soil type or geography?
We did a survey of farmers for the past 2 years in Ohio. We've surveyed probably a little over 200 farmers sponsored by Ohio Soybean Council. And the average seeding rate in Ohio that we've seen in our survey is 170,000 seeds per acre. The range was anywhere between 100,000 to 220,000 seeds per acre.
That seems like an exceptional range. Is there a philosophy behind each of those?
It is quite a range. I think a lot of it is historical. I think people are reducing their rates over time, but I think a lot of the higher seeding rates are just more historically based.
As you look at yield potential, is there a limit to the number of plants that we ought to be growing on an acre so that it doesn't become sunlight competitive?
I'm not looking at the high end. I'm looking more at the low end, how low can we go? But our ag crops team at Ohio State has worked on some of that research. And what we're seeing trends from the past 10 years or so, having at least 116,000 plants per acre at harvest tends to maximize yield. So that's what we're looking at in terms of how low you can go.
So if you need 116,000 in harvest, of course, it depends on your planting and soil conditions and so on. What are we generally putting down then as a seeding rate? Are we 120, 130, or somewhere in the ballpark?
Right. I think a lot of what you actually want to plant depends on the farmer's comfort level and their soil conditions. So, for example, if you have heavy clay soils that tend to be wet and you have higher disease, you're going to want to push that rate higher. If you're in fairly well-drained soils and have traditionally good growing season and good emergence, then that planting rate could be lowered.
So any additional research you'll be looking at this year when we talk about seeding rates, or what are your next curiosities trying to find?
We will have a seeding rate study, seeding rate and row width study at three locations this summer in Worcester, in Northwest Ohio, and at Western Ohio.
So are you also then pushing the lower limit to see if you can go below 116?
Yeah, exactly. We are. We're going to be looking at 5 seeding rates. Our lowest will be 50,000 seeds per acre if the equipment can do it, then all the way up to 250,000 seeds per acre. So we'll have a nice range.
It'll be interesting to see your research. And of course, once we get through fall, how long to take to analyze that kind of numbers?
Research we will have at the field day, at the Western Agronomy Field Day in July. So we won't have the yield data yet. Farmers will be able to see the research at that field day. And then hopefully shortly after we harvest, we will be able to have that information out through the corn newsletter.
Sounds great. Laura, thanks for the update.
This audio update is a project of the Ohio Soybean Farmers and their Soybean Checkoff.